It was then that they made the clink, clink with their pickaxes, which was heard by their deliverers and so much encouraged them in their work. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday passed and no rescue. What dark and dreadful days! Worse than all, the sounds beyond did not appear to draw nearer. At last Saturday came. 5 days had passed, and the men outside knew that there was not an instant to lose. They were too anxious even to speak. It was only work, 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 for dear life. For hours they had heard no signals. Were their poor comrades dead? Suddenly the wall was pierced. A hole was made through. Feeble voices were heard. Truman, are you there? Yes, all here. All living. Yes, thank God, all living. All living, all living, shouted the men. And the shout went up to the mouth of the pit. When Robert's father heard that his son was alive, the good news was too much for him, and he fell down senseless. 1 hour more and the rescuers reached their comrades. Who can describe the meeting or the joy and gratitude of wives, mothers and friends as one and another were brought up to the light? Here comes Mr. Lester with Robert in his arms. What a huzzah rent the air as they came in sight. Safe! Safe! God be praised!